In this problem, we want to calculate the de Broglie wavelength of a nitrogen molecule in the atmosphere on a hot summer day when the temperature is about 35 degrees Celsius. Then we want to compare this result with the actual diameter of a nitrogen molecule, which is really less than 1 nanometer. All right. So let's write down what we know in this problem. We know that it's a nitrogen molecule. We know the temperature is 35 degrees Celsius, and we want to find the wavelength. Well, this problem is no mystery because it told us to find the de Broglie wavelength. But now, of course, we can find the wavelengths for both waves and particles. And anytime you read a problem or see an example where it says find the wavelength, it often will be talking about a particle. In that case, it's talking about the de Broglie wavelength. Well, this is a non-relativistic problem. So we know that the momentum will be m times v. What velocity do we want to use? This is a collection of nitrogen molecules, so it's a gas, and so we would use some kind of averaging technique. We could use the mean value of the velocity, we could use the RMS value of the velocity. So we know that in this case, we remember from introductory physics, that V does depend on the temperature of the gas. So we'll call the temperature T. So we can either look up in an introductory physics textbook, or you can look ahead in chapter 9 where we actually go through this. I'm going to use the mean speed, V bar, although as I said, we could probably also use the RMS speed. That is given by 4 over the square root of 2 pi times the square root of kT, where k is the Boltzmann constant, times the temperature over the mass, in this case, of the molecule. So remember, this is now the mean speed. So we're going to need, see, the Boltzmann constant we can simply look up. The temperature, of course, we have to have that in Kelvin, so that's going to be 273.15 plus the 35 degrees Celsius that we have. So in Kelvin, this is going to be 308.15 Kelvin. The mass of the nitrogen molecule, well, nitrogen is 14, so the N2, the molecule, will be 28. So we can multiply 28 times, say, one atomic mass unit, which is 1.6605 times 10 to the minus 27 kilograms. And when I do that, I get 4.65 times 10 to the minus 26 kilograms. Now, maybe I should use, you know, the actual molecular weight here, and I didn't do that. We might also be tempted to multiply this times the mass of a proton or a neutron. I think they tend to be 1.67 here. So this number might be a little bit suspect, especially in WebAssign where we have to get the numbers very accurately. I might have to go back and look up closer numbers for this, but let's use this for now. So I think now we're ready to calculate the mean speed, so let's put all the numbers in. So V bar is equal to 4. Over the square root of 2 pi. This is going to be a long number, so I'm going to crowd my numbers together. The Boltzmann constant is 1.381 times 10 to the minus 23 joules per Kelvin. Then times the temperature, 308.15 Kelvin, divided by the mass. And I do have everything in the international system, 4.65 times 10 to the minus 26 kilograms. But now this is the square root, so I'm going to write this as such. So I multiply this number times that number, divide by that, take the square root, multiply by 4 over the square root of 2 pi. And when I did that, I got 482.6 meters per second. So now we're ready to find the wavelength. So lambda is equal to h over mv, remember, the de Broglie wavelength. So that's 6.626 times 10 to the minus 34 joule times second for the Planck's constant, divided by the mass, which we calculated up here, 4.65 times 10 to the minus 26 kilograms. Again, I'm making sure I put everything in the international system, times the velocity that we just calculated, 482.6 meters per second. And the answer is going to be 2.95 times 10 to the minus 11. Now, if we've done everything in the international system, that has to turn out to be in meters. So I normally don't even bother doing this. I mean, this is a joule second over kilogram meter per second. All these are international systems, so wavelength has to turn out to be in meters. So now let's write this in nanometers. So lambda will be 0.0295 times 10 to the minus 9 meters, or 0.0295 nanometers. Remember, we were given in the problem that the size of the diameter of a nitrogen molecule was less than 1 nanometer, so the de Broglie wavelength is much less than the size of the molecule. In fact, it's only about lambda is about 3% of the diameter. Now, if I was working this for WebAssign and I put in this number and got the wrong answer, I would probably go back here and see, possibly get a more accurate value for the mass. The other thing to try possibly would be the RMS value of the velocity, but I think the mean speed probably is the one that I would suggest using here.